Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hoo-ah! You bet. It is a Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And every hump day at this time, I'm joined by my friend, Dave Schwartz. He is the top dog, the big cheese, the big kahuna of Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. They keep a close watch on what our friends in Columbia are up to. And as usual, Dave, they're up to no good.
Happy Wednesday, Bob.
Yes, sir.
As usual.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, these guys are nothing if not dependable, you know, and consistent, because they never saw a taxpayer handout they didn't want to make, whether or not the taxpayers actually had any opportunity down the road of getting dollar one back.
Well, look at this. This whole Element TV, and I don't know if the Greenville area has been covering, but it's been on national news, and,
yep.
And I think a lot of the liberals and the Democrats in Congress are starting to pick up on the story and try to use it against the president. We even got local and state politicians in the mainstream media down here in South Carolina using this TV plant closing, Element TV. I think you can buy Element brand TVs at Walmart,
right.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
But so 5 years ago, Nikki Haley and company bragged about bringing Element TV to Winnsboro, South Carolina, which is about 30 minutes north of Columbia, and bringing in, you know, they announced, they said, we're going to bring 500 jobs, and this company, Element, is going to invest $7.5 million into the state, into this community. And Bob, fast forward 5 years, they didn't even come even close but to half of that. And now they're telling folks that they're going belly up. They can't make it here. They have 126 employees, far short of the 500 they said they'd bring.
Right.
And the mainstream media and the politicians, state politicians especially, having a field day with it, blaming the president for the new tariff policies on the closing or the shuttering of this plant.
Because
but that's not even close to the real story.
Yeah, because of his tariffs and his policies,
right.
in that regard. By the way, I had a texter the other day when we were talking about this, and look, you know, this Element TV plant building TVs pointed out all the parts were made abroad,
right.
were shipped
right.
over here, and essentially these 500 employees that never materialized were given a screwdriver and told to put these things together. That's the extent of the Element TV assembly that was going on.
Well, Bob, thenerve.org, and if you all don't follow The Nerve, you really should.
Yeah.
Thenerve.org. The Nerve did a great insider investigative piece on Element TV and this plant that's closing. And they found out when all the information was exposed, they really found out the real people to blame are the legislators, the state politicians that brought Element TV into a state. Bob, their business model was based off of political promises from legislators and politicians and political favors in Congress to try to get them an exemption from an already existing tariff. This had nothing to do with the president.
Right.
And it's convenient that they're blaming him. But the bottom line is the real blame is on the shoulders of these local and state politicians who brought a company here, as you said, with a shady business model, a shady sales pitch that this is made in America, when in fact they're nothing more than assembled in America. It has
right.
nothing to do with being made in America. But these politicians brought this company in here all in the name of economic development. We hear that term all the time.
Yep.
Really what it means is taxpayers subsidize these big, huge corporations to bring in their crummy plants like Element TV. And really what happens is 5 years later, after all the big ribbon cuttings and announcements, here we are, taxpayers are left holding the bag. $15 million later, we put $15 million in taxpayer money into this plant, and they're going belly up. Bob, it's the politicians who are trying to manage and control our economy, not the president of the United States, but the local and state politicians that caused this company that, by the way, should have never been here. Well, and that's really the bottom line with this story was, Element TV, they're the only reason they were here is because they were getting our tax money to
right.
be here.
Exactly. And we've seen these situations where politicians on both sides of the aisle
absolutely
love to pick winners and losers, and they love to be able to stand up, as he did with this live webcast with the governor, with Nikki Haley, when this right. thing was announced. You know, they love to get up and thump their chest and talk about how they're creating jobs and right. they're boosting the economy, blah, blah, blah. And they're doing it by throwing taxpayer dollars at bad deals like Element TV that end up going south. And guess, you know, at the end of the evening, who the waiter brings the check to?
Us, always.
Yeah, right.
And that's really what folks need to understand. And with all of these economic development deals, with all these, quote, incentive deals that
right.
these politicians brag about, as you mentioned. By the way, I don't see Nikki Haley here celebrating when Element TV is exiting.
No.
She'll be at ribbon cutting, but I don't think she's going to be at the unemployment line when those 126 folks go on go on unemployment.
I believe she had a previous engagement and couldn't make it to the folding of Element TV as she did for the opening. Yeah,
I bet she did. But at the end of the day, anytime you're hearing these economic development incentives, anytime you're hearing about bringing recruiting companies in, Bob, it means ultimately that we're going to be on the hook for bringing those. It's incentive deals. It's tax money. It's our money. It's socialism.
Yeah.
I mean, to paint it any other way
right.
would be fooling ourselves. It's our money contributing to these big, huge out-of-state corporations. Look, Bob, nobody is saying South Carolina is the place to be. We have the best weather in the world. We have some of the most beautiful terrain in the world. People are banging down their doors to come here. We don't need politicians to be giving away our tax money for companies to come here. Companies should want to come here because there's a low tax environment, which, by the way, there isn't. But that's why they should want to come here.
Right.
Not because politicians have picked and choose, as you said, picking and choosing which out-of-state corporations, multi-billion-dollar out-of-state corporations, should get taxpayer money to be here. We don't need to incentivize these out-of-state corporations in this way. What we do need to do is lower the tax rate so that everybody wants to come here based on a even playing field. Not because a politician has picked a special deal. And I think it's ultra rich, by the way, after reading this argument, that these politicians, these state legislators, want to blame the president
yeah.
and his tariff policies for this. It has absolutely zero to do with it. It has everything to do with this company, Element TV, really should not have been here to begin with. They were only here because the politicians guaranteed them our money to be here.
And just as an aside, how many of these politicians that tossed taxpayer dollars to this business as incentives for them to come to the Palmetto State? How many of those politicians, by the way, got donations to their campaigns from companies like
absolutely.
this?
Absolutely. And Bob, even worse, because we can't really tell how they earn their money. They don't disclose all of their income sources. How many of them are getting direct compensation from these companies coming? We don't know. We can't tell because they won't show us. And the law doesn't allow us to see. Of course, the laws that they write.
Right.
They protect themselves constantly on that. And they become lobbyist legislators, as many of them are in Columbia. But the other part of this, which was rich too in this expose, was the fact that the SCENG, Santee Cooper, by the way, the same two companies that were partnered up on that nuclear debacle down there in Fairfield County, this
right.
nuclear power plant that went bust, that never got built, the hole in the ground that many folks are paying billions of dollars for in debt. They're the ones, they also came to the deal, and they offered $100,000 each in incentives to bring Element TV here. Bob, that is commonplace. in these incentive deals is these Santee Cooper, the taxpayer owned utility, and SCANA, SCENG, and Duke as well, will come to the table and with their own cash incentives. Bob, guess who pays for that, of course, is electricity ratepayers.
Sure.
We pay for that in our bills. These companies aren't charities. They don't give this money away for nothing. They're putting these incentive deals in place. Duke, SCANA, Santee Cooper, they're putting our money, our ratepayer money, on it to sweeten the pot for these different corporations to come down here into South Carolina. This is a debacle, Bob. It is an absolute nightmare. This is why economic development, this is why taxpayer incentives never work. We're always the ones left holding the bag. When politicians, state politicians, try to manage an economy by bringing out and luring these out-of-state multi-billion-dollar corporations to come to South Carolina with our money,
right,
it never works out. We're always left holding the bag on this.
Well, and sadly, the reason why they are so, pardon the expression, incentivized to do this is because they do it with OPM, the world famous
other people's money.
And the other people are you and me and the taxpayers of South Carolina. But they continue to do it.
No, this is, and again, this is for folks to watch out for, because this is going to be a national narrative. You can even see BMW, by the way, up in Spartanburg. They're trying the same tactic. BMW, by the way, would not be here without taxpayer incentives.
Correct.
Okay. They came here with a whole host of property tax incentives, you know, direct taxpayer cash line. So this is a narrative that they're all trying to drum up, is that, oh, blame it on the president, blame it on the tariffs, blame it on Trump.
Right.
But in reality, what's happening here is that their managed economy is failing, and they want us to believe that it's all President Trump's fault, when in reality, this is a creation of their own making, Bob. These local and state politicians continue to do this to us, and until we take control of the situation, we can expect the same results. It's going to be epic failure for a lot more than just Element TV.
Yeah, sad but true. Well,
it really is.
These are the kinds of things that Freedom Action Network and our friends at The Nerve, Ashley Landris and the great reporter for The Nerve, Rick Brundrett, report on all the time. But it doesn't happen in a vacuum. You can keep up with everything these guys are up to, and it won't be that long. They'll be back again to deal with the budget in Columbia. Keep up with what they're doing by keeping up with Fan of SC.
Absolutely. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/fanofsc. We post every single day about what's going on in Columbia, Bob, what's going on behind the scenes. And then, of course, you can keep up with our calls to action. Just text the word DRAIN, D-R-A-I-N, as in drain the swamp in Columbia, DRAIN to 52886. Text the word DRAIN to the number 52886. And keep up with all of our call to action, and keep up with us every day on Facebook.
Yeah, as a texter said in the last couple of minutes here, Dave, in the words of Captain Jack Sparrow, you can all trust a dishonest people to be dishonest, just like you can always trust no good politicians to be up to no good.
You bet.
Pretty much the story. Thank you, Dave. Always great to talk to you, and I'll see you back here next week.
See you next week. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. 19 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each day, Monday through Friday, between 3 and 7. Rock on, keeping you informed and entertained along the way as well. 425 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bobby, could you repeat the keyword, please? Yeah, we have not done that yet in this hour. It is map. What do you need, a map? 72881 is the number to text that keyword to, map. Get your name in the hat for the $1,000 bankroll keyword for this hour. Bobby, South Carolina is dealing from a position of strength. We should stop offering incentives for businesses to come and stop telling more people to come. Quality of life has no price. Bob, the bottom line is that our government at every level has sold us out. All of them need to hear the words,
"You're fired."
There you go. Bob, so Strip 104 in Greer will be offering plastic straws? Could they take down the oversized pinups on the walls while they're at it? I know you could ask them. Never hurts to ask. Henry says, I'm a little disturbed by a restaurant that bans single-use plastic straws. I wonder how many times they use the other ones. There you go. Bobby, when we get rid of straws, only criminals will have straws. That's funny. I don't care who you are. Bobby, after hearing the cost of the International Space Station, it might have been appropriate to play boneheads in the news for whoever approved that project. Bob, the interweb thingy, just rumors and conjecture. Does anyone know what in the world ever happened to the 1970s chain Hit Dog Eatery, the Wiener King? They were the best hot dogs ever. No clue. Bobby loved the straw spoof. Bobby, all of these diseases making a comeback, the measles in 21 states, as well as gun violence, domestic terrorism, are from those darn Mennonites. Everybody knows that. That must be it. Bob, do you think the schools would tell illegal immigrants not to send their kids to school unless they're vaccinated? I don't believe that. I don't believe they don't ask illegal citizens. Nothing to see here. Move along. Exactly right. Nothing to see here. Bobby, did you say weasels or measles? It's silly. Radio.com app. Gotcha. And I think that catches me up and gives me an opportunity to go to the phones to talk to John, who is in Greenville, if I can get line one to connect. There we go. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, just got off I-85. Another wonderful day in traffic in Greenville.
Can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of it. That would be my only complaint about BMW and all these other companies with 5,000-6,000 employees. Now, what bothers me about this, giving away the farm for these companies, right. Do we have any idea? I've got a rough estimate. Like $500 million in salary income comes in every single year to the Greenville area because of BMW. Now, I don't know what the taxes are in my head on $500 million. Somewhere around, I'm guessing, $350 million, but, boy, you know, I don't know what we gave them. But look at, and that's just the taxable income. Who's to say, what about the money that they're spending in the community? Every time I go away on business, which is pretty much every week, a new restaurant opens up.
Yeah.
Another new restaurant. What about the price of our houses going through the roof? I got to tell you, these people complaining don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Well,
okay, so
there's another aspect to something like BMW as well, and that is that I remember reading, and this was as long ago as like a decade ago, that there were more just-in-time providers for BMW, the people that make the parts that go into, you know, the various things that make for the vehicle. There were more just-in-time providers within 50 miles of Greenville, South Carolina, than there were within 50 miles of Detroit. Now, that's pretty much a sea change.
Well, I'll go one step farther, too. You know, the other companies, GE, Michelin, now we've got the largest single investment in South Carolina's history, Torrey Floral Fiber Making Carbon Fiber for the future Boeing plant here in Greenville.
Yep.
It is... Now, and I will argue, this is without a doubt one of the nice. I've lived everywhere. I've been here for 28 years. Excuse my northern accent. I can't lose. Okay, happiness is New York in my rearview mirror, but I'm stuck with this accent.
I hear you.
But anyway, you know, it's very nice. But I must tell you, we have got one of the highest tax systems in the country.
Yes,
and there are other states. Alabama's crushing us for business.
Yep,
they're getting caught. And I mean, I rather live anywhere than other than Alabama, but that's another story. But that's not the point. They are crushing us, and we've got to be careful here because Anderson could use a shot in the arm like I cannot imagine. And so, you know, we did not get the Porsche plant or the Volkswagen plant.
No, we didn't.
And maybe we didn't. We didn't. But my point is that we have to be careful. There's a line to draw here. And
yes.
So this inland port, it's huge. I miss Nikki Haley so much, I can't tell you. She was fabulous. And I don't know if this new governor, regardless of what we gave them, is going to get them into the Greenville upstate area. But everybody loves Greenville upstate. Everybody yep. does. Yep. So
and no wonder. And no wonder. It's one of the best places in America to live. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. 4:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Hump Day edition on WORD. Uh-huh.
Bob McClain.
Welcome back. 4:40, 20 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on my text line, Bobby Wiener King. Is that right-wing talk show code for something Nazi? Thanks. Signed, Freddy, Antifa, /BLM, /ASPCA, /MI6, /SVR, /GRU. That's a bunch of initials. Afternoon, Bobby Mac. Just got the tax notice. My 87 Dodge Dakota. $14, $25 road maintenance fee, $49 to DMV? Sad. Bobby, I'm frigging livid. 177 million states fund surplus. Legislators are squirming in their seats on how to spend it. How about sending it back to us, the taxpayer? It would buy 4 million state residents a tank of gas. Gotcha. Bobby, straws are for suckers. That would be my opinion as well. Bobby, hang on. A strip club with no plastic straws? Yeah, but I'm thinking there's plenty of plastic, not to mention silicone, enough to fill up a football field. Nobody would even notice the straws. Gotcha. One more note on Omarosa before we abandon her for the day. By the way, Omarosa is off the front pages. Drudge, Fox. Probably still up. Probably still banner stuff on CNN, BSNBC. The Trump White House is not the first to be unsatisfied with the work performance of Omarosa, the former senior Trump staffer who already released secretly recorded conversations she had with the president and Chief of Staff John Kelly. Despite her complaints being treated poorly in the Trump White House during her tenure as one of the highest paid staffers there, former numerous staffers for former VP Al Gore, you remember Al Gore, told the New York Times last year Omarosa was a terrible employee for the then vice president. During her days on Trump's program on NBC, The Apprentice, People magazine reported as far back as 2004 that she held 4 jobs within 2 years when she worked for the Clinton administration. At 24 years of age, she scored an entry-level $25,000 per year post, replying to invitations for the Veep. According to the Times, she left a mound of 13 months' work of unanswered correspondence addressed to Gore below her desk. Nice. 13 months' worth. That's almost the whole time she was there. People magazine reported a former staffer said she didn't do her job and it got everybody in trouble. Mary Margaret Overby, Gore's former office administrator, told the Times, she was the worst hire we ever made. Omarosa was then moved to the Clinton White House. These are the Democrats. See, they don't fire somebody when they screw up all over the place. Leave 13 months worth of unanswered correspondence in a box underneath your desk. She was moved to the Clinton White House to the position of Deputy Associate Director of Presidential Personnel. How'd she do there? Well, she lasted 8 months until again she was transferred out of the White House altogether and sent over to the Commerce Department. Cheryl Shavers, who served as the department's undersecretary for technology, described Omarosa to the Times as unqualified and disruptive, so she, quote, had her removed. So, see, it took three jobs, or four maybe, before they finally got rid of her. Savers also told People magazine in 2004 one woman wanted to slug her. Probably should have. Additionally, Omarosa reportedly embellished her job titles, her tasks, and work performance on her resume in different jobs, and sources repeatedly disputed to the Times her claims, including a Howard University spokesman who said she was, in fact, a facilitator and presenter and never a professor at Howard. A good way to get fired more than once under more than one administration. Very consistent, though. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Hoo-ah!
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:50, 10 before five here, the Bobby Mack Show. Hump Day edition. I saw this story yesterday, and again, it was one of those that got wiped out in the tsunami of car stories on here. But when I first saw what this judge had done out in New Mexico, my initial reaction was,
what?
Yeah, and it was worse than that. Here's the deal. You got a missing child, a dead body found on a compound, 11 starving kids, a police warning about a training camp, training kids to be school shooters, a raving maniac of the Islamic fanatic persuasion, and somehow none of that is quite good enough to hold in jail the creep behind that utterly disturbing picture in jail for trial? You let the guy out on bail? Paul Manafort is in solitary confinement for a decades-old crime, sure. But this guy, Siraj Wahaj, and all his buddies get let out to go about their business. Daily Caller discovered a New Mexico state judge ruled Monday that five alleged Muslim extremists accused of training children to conduct school shootings do not have to remain in jail while they await trial for child abuse. Judge Sarah Backus released the five defendants on a $20,000 signature bond. This, according to the local paper, the Albuquerque Journal. That means the defendants will not have to pay money unless they violate the conditions of their release. Okay? So let's go over this again. We got a murder case. We have an extreme multiple child neglect case. We have a likely kidnapping. We have a terror-connected imam. We have a creepy survivalist compound. We have terrorism. We have an insane, diabolical plot to train children to perform school shootings. And none of that, not even one little element, is good enough to keep this accused criminal in jail? What? The article says the judge thought the prosecutors did not quite make their case. And never mind about those emaciated kids. Apparently, the terrorism accusation just went in one ear and out the other with the judge convinced that anti-Islam sentiment is a greater threat to the U.S. than the deeds and intentions of actual bona fide terrorists. Apparently, she thinks the war on terror ended a long time ago, or more likely, she really, really wanted to get Trump. You couple this with the reluctance of the press to so much as report on the case and the possibility that some kind of corruption may be at work here. It seems this Wahaj character seems to be connected to Linda Sarsour, who certainly has political clout, and we get a strange brand of justice that isn't exactly what an ordinary American would get if accused of similar charges. Now, this is actually the first I've heard of such charges, even individually, not leading to a denial of bail. Bail, of course, is only going to free this thug to get up to more harm, and if he does any more harm, then the blood is going to be on the hands of this irresponsible left-wing Judge Sarah Backus. I mean, the details in this case are horrifying. This guy is the son of one of the imams that was involved in the first bombing of the World Trade Center with a blind sheikh. Truly incredible. He is the son of a Brooklyn imam, also named Siraj Wahaj, named by prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. This according to the New York Post. The elder Wahaj, who heads a mosque there, was a character witness in the trial for Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, the blind sheikh who was convicted in 1995 of plotting terror attacks in the U.S. And now here's his kid out here in New Mexico. Ay, ay, ay. And the judge doesn't see any reason to hold that individual in jail. Now just let him out on a surety bond. Holy cow. Well, let's all relax, shall we? Because today is National Relaxation Day. And to help you celebrate, we've put together some of our top relaxation tips. Ah, that's better. Close your eyes. Think pleasant thoughts. Like the fact that Omarosa will soon be out of the news forever. Try gardening. I mean, you'll have to learn gardening anyway once ICE deports your lawn guy. Strip naked. Sit with your legs crossed and hum. Because even if it doesn't relax you, the expression of the faces on everybody else on the bus will be priceless. Spend some time with your dog. And no time with Snoop Dogg. Don't watch the news. Watch something that invites substantially less stress. You know, like bullfighting. And when all else fails, turn on C-SPAN or NPR. Hope these relaxation tips help you to relax this Wednesday. So just take a chill pill and don't have a cow, Brohammer. Happy Relaxation Day. See you back with the bonus hour coming up next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.